Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The only chatter I heard today about the Patriots at all, the only thing I saw, was that they really wanted to try and move Anthony Jennings. That's it. And clearly they weren't able to do that. Which, I don't know. I mean, shocking, right? That there wasn't a big line of teams waiting to get Anthony Jennings. I mean, you know, come on. But that's it. That's the only thing I really heard him even the only move I even heard that was in the works was, yeah, they're really looking to move on from Anthony Jennings. And it's like, that's great. And I'm glad that, you know, Vrabel is remaking this team in his own image and that he's getting rid of the guys that he doesn't want and he's doing that, But as the caller just said, you are razor, razor thin. And each week it gets a little clearer. And I thought that that was obvious. I thought that that was just, you know, okay, well, maybe you don't have to go out there and trade for some big name. And I'm not, listen, if you think I'm in here screaming and yelling because they didn't get Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, I'm not. Although I will say this, for the people who are, you know, okay with what happened today. There is this weird kind of thing, like the bad, there's two really bad teams in the AFC East. The Jets had a full-on fire sale, like a full-on Tobias Funke fire sale, and got rid of all these guys. They didn't get rid of Breece Hall, but they did get rid of some big-time names off of that roster. Fire sale status. The Dolphins didn't trade anybody. No Waddle, no Chubb, no nothing. They kept their guys, and that was that, which I'm surprised by. I thought they would have been a little bit more active as well. Although they did trade Jalen Phillips. My bad. They did trade him. But that was the other day. So, you know, they didn't, the bigger names didn't end up moving. They did move on from one of them, though. That's true.
The New York J-E-T-E Jets.
The Jets, fire sale. Teams in division. Maybe they're reluctant to want to make trades with the Patriots. I guess I understand that, I guess. Then there's the Tennessee Titans, who made a couple of trades today. They traded Roger McCreary. And they also traded Draymond Jones to the Ravens, right? It was, to Baltimore for, I forget what the return was for that, but whatever. And then there was this little thing today that I saw, which I thought was kind of funny, that the Titans don't want to make any moves with the Patriots. They don't want to help the Patriots because Strunk is still butthurt about Mike Vrabel in the time. Mike Giardi said this. He said, I was told. On Boston Sports Journal, he said, I was told that there have been some conversations league-wide that Tennessee might be unwilling to make deals with New England because the owner, Amy Adams Strunk, continues to think too much about how things ended with Vrabel and is not inclined to help his new team. We'll find out soon enough with the likes of Arden Key, Tony Pollard, and even Calvin Ridley available. None of those guys moved. But maybe they were all sort of put out on the block. If that's the case, that's pretty unfortunate. Two of the worst teams that were making moves are in your division, so that's probably out. And then another team that's really bad, the Tennessee Titans, who fired their coach and are just kind of floating in the ether right now, have decided, we're not doing anything with you. You know, it's very Belichickian, isn't it? We're not going to trade with you, New England. Meh. Can everyone give the Patriots a break? It's different now. I mean, Vrabel, yeah, I guess he's the Tennessee thing. But, like, grow up, you know? Do you want some draft picks or not? It's pretty simple. And it's not like you got a whole bunch there. You traded McCreary for, what, a fifth-round pick? Draymond Jones, I don't know what that was, but what was that?
A conditional sixth-round pick.
Conditional
fifth-round pick, excuse me, for this upcoming draft.
Okay, conditional fifth, maybe a sixth. Not like they had a whole bunch going for them either. But that's, you know, that's just another piece of this.
I love your little smirk over there.
You know who doesn't? Amy Adams Strunk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jimmy is in New Hampshire. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing?
Jimmy, what's up?
Oh, not too much. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
My take on this is, I mean, when you look at the AFC teams, I don't think any of them traded within the AFC. The only interdivision trade was Shaheed to the Seahawks, and I agree. I would have liked Shaheed, and I would have liked Penning from the Saints as well. But at the same time, you have 10 upcoming draft picks and May, Campbell, Booty, several others still on their rookie contracts. I agree, Patriots team is pretty razor thin, but when it comes down to it, I think those 10 draft picks for next year are going to be more useful than maybe trading two or three of them for one guy. I agree. I would have liked to see him do something, but I think there's a reason why the Bills and the Chiefs didn't do anything either. It seemed to be a bit of a seller's market this year at the deadline. I mean, Gardner and Williams are very good players. They weren't going to get them. I wasn't expecting that. But, I mean, they fetched a huge haul. Some of those other guys fetched probably more than they're worth. And I don't think it's in the Patriots' best interest to overpay for a couple of depth pieces at this year's deadline when they can just wait, save that money, spend a lot of it in free agency, and get it. And I mean, they just, with those 10 picks, if they hit on two or three of them, that's all they really need to turn into a, you know, another. I mean,
Jimmy, thanks for the call. I understand what you're saying. Let me just read you some names, okay? The last couple of years here. Just this year's draft, I think we all like Campbell. I don't know. Do we all still like Campbell? We all feeling Campbell right now? I like him. I like when he's out there. I like his post-game stuff. I like I hear him on like ads on the radio sometimes. I enjoy Will Campbell. Travion,
you see that there? I got Bass Pro Shot right there.
Yes, they do. Well, Travion Henderson, I think we're all starting to, you know, come around on a little bit as well. Kyle Williams has been nothing so far. He has 2 catches for 20 yards. Jared Wilson is starting, but how's he doing? Woodson at safety. They preferred him over Duggar. I don't know. Farmer, Swinson, Borgalis I like. Brian, Ashby, Kobe Miner. These are, you know, late round guys. 2024, Drake May, Grand Slam. Polk out. Wallace hasn't played this year. Layden Robinson gone. Is Layden Robinson even in the league anymore? I don't think he is. Javon Baker, gone. Joe Milton, gone. Year before that, Gonzalez, great pick. Keon White, gone. Mapu, here, but whatever. Jake Andrews, Chad Ryland, City So, Mafi. You got Booty and Douglas, and I'll give you that. I'll give you those two guys. But then you want to go to 2022, talk about that draft? Strange, Tyquan Thornton, Marcus Jones, good pick. Jack Jones, bad pick. Pierre Strong, Bailey Zappi, etc. 2021, Mac Jones, Christian Barmore, Ronnie Perkins, Ramondre, who was a fine pick, I guess. Barmore, fine. But this is what we're talking about here. Maybe the more cracks at it, the better chance you have of finding some of that depth and making that work. Maybe. But so far, Elliot Wolf hasn't exactly coated himself in glory here. So far, it's been kind of the opposite. And that's why I'm concerned. That's why I think when you have 10 draft picks as opposed to, you know, 7 or 6 or whatever, you can afford to throw a few into a trade. You can afford that. What's that one year where the Patriots only had like 4 picks? And they, 2017 with Derek Rivers and Dietrich Wise and Antonio Garcia only had 4 picks that year. Is that because they trade? I think it's because they traded for Cooks the year before, right? Yeah, they traded for Cooks, I think. Maybe I'm having that wrong. I don't know. Either way, you are not in any danger of that this time around. No, you weren't. What you are in danger of now, though, is one injury. And not even an injury to, like, Drake May, you know, like an injury to, like, a key defensive player or even maybe not a key defensive player. Really, really making your life a lot harder than it needs to be. And I think that is what's got me the most sort of bothered about this. Trading some of those draft picks and getting some depth, I think, would have been a smart move here. Waiting it out and waiting till next year, hoping that you hit on all those draft picks and hoping that you don't get a schedule that's too tough for you next season, I think is just really, really a gamble, you know? And so far, you gambled a little bit this year and you won. You're up big, all right? You want to say you're playing with house money, fine, but then turn that house money into something. Don't just gamble it all away. You know, buy something with it. do something. Well, you got house money. What are you supposed to do with house money? Spend it on something. You know, don't just throw it back into the pot. Like, that's what I feel like they're doing here by just going back to the draft. And the caller said they can spend all that money. Can they? They spent all that money this past offseason. They still have more cap space than any team in the NFL. And that should piss you off, Patriots fans. That should annoy you. 7-2, 10 draft picks, and all this money, and they don't do anything? I don't like that. I don't know how you could.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.